Maryland's morning news on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Bill Banco. When last we spoke with Highwire artist Nick Walenda, he was planning to walk a high wire across Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Things have changed considerably over the last year and a half or so since he pulled that stunt off. He's set his sights higher and higher. First, there was Niagara Falls, and now he's looking at the Grand Canyon. Nick Walenda is on the WBAL Newsline. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
We've talked to you in the past, and you've tried to explain to us why you do what you do. I know it makes sense to you. I don't think it makes sense to a lot of us because it just seems so crazy. But I go back to the old Dirty Harry movie where the famous line said, a man's got to know his limitations. For most of us, when we run into our limitations, we just take a step back. When you run into your limitations, it can have really long-term consequences. Do you ever think that you've bitten off more than you could chew?
You know, it all comes down to training properly and preparing. I think that we all set too low limitations on ourselves. I think any of us can achieve anything we want, but there's that mind or that the voice in our minds in the background saying, well, you know, but what about? What if? Well, you can't do it because of this. And that's really a mental game more than anything that we all face. And I think so many of us as humans, it's human nature to give up on our dreams because we talk ourselves out of them. Well, my dreams just happen to be unique. I'm carrying on a history that goes back to the 1780s. For seven generations, my family have been doing this, and I prepare properly for the worst case. I've trained here in my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, on a cable that is lower to the ground. It actually is about 35 feet on each side. It has a catenary or a smiley face. Drops down in the middle about 15 feet, and I've trained in heavy winds. I train on a distance that's about 1,000 feet long. However, the Grand Canyon's about 1,400 feet where I'm walking. So I've been walking back and forth, sometimes three times, just to overtrain for endurance in heavy, heavy, high heat. Of course, there's a little more humidity here than out in the desert. But I also bring in wind machines. Last week, I had wind machines provided by Mother Nature where we had a tropical storm. Andrea rolled through South Florida, and I walked in wind gusts of 51 to 52 miles per hour. And also last week, I brought in my own wind machines in the form of airboats, where we recreated updrafts and side drafts 50 to 60 miles per hour. And while I was actually on the wire for about 2.5 minutes, we cranked those machines up to 91 miles per hour as I walked that cable.
So what's the payoff here? When you get it done, is it just that phenomenal sense of accomplishment, which is also met, I guess, by a sense of I have to pick something else to do next?
Well, there's a bit of that as well. I'm carrying on, again, a legacy, and it's about continuing on and continuing on in a big way. But there is a sense of accomplishment and hopefully a sense of people, you know, I hope that people are inspired by what I do and not necessarily inspired to get on a cable and walk across the Grand Canyon, but inspired to pursue their dreams no matter what they are, not set those low limitations on themselves and give up on their passion. I think so many people go to work every morning grudgingly because they have to go to work, and very few are blessed like ourselves who get to go into work and enjoy and love and have passion for what we do.
And when is the Grand Canyon walk?
The Grand Canyon is this Sunday, and it is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and live on the Discovery Channel.
Wow. Well, good luck. We hope to be talking to you again. You also have a new book out. We should mention Balance, aptly titled Balance, A Story of Faith, Family, and Life on the Line. Nick Walenda, thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.